Hare Krishna. Yesterday we were having a conference, Zoom conference, with Russian-speaking devotees, not just Russian devotees, because they're in different places, Russia, Kazakhstan, Italy, and there's some in Germany, but I think they were online yesterday. And it was the 10th year that's going on, which is quite amazing. And now when we do the Zoom, it's very good because we can actually see each other. That's one of the advantages of technology. And I was telling them, I was amazed that, for instance, in the UK, which is sort of the home of digital technology, the devotees haven't been able to get it together after 10 years. Anyway, I stopped talking about it. But it's a very, very good way of keeping in touch with those who are further afield than Hungary. Okay, where were we? We were on the Brits. But yesterday there was one question that came up, and devotees were asking that Shastra says that anyone who leaves their body within, I think it's a yojana of 8 miles of Shalagram Shila, then they go back to Godhead. So devotees had different arguments. Someone was arguing, well, this means that eventually they go back to Godhead, or it means that those people, the sinful people, they attain one destination, and the pious go back to Godhead. And so there were various arguments, and volume 1 of Navavajra Mahima, I had also quoted these statements, because there's quite a few of them. But anyway, my response was, but actually what the detail is and whether it's worth arguing over, actually the chronological or the step-by-step process of what happens may not be so fortuitous, because it's not clear, it's not black and white, and to be really clear on what Shastra says, you need to have commentaries of acharyas. So it's when the acharyas actually make statements on certain or many scriptural statements, do the real meaning of those scriptural statements come to life? Because sometimes scriptures speak in esoteric terms. Often they talk about, they give examples, especially Puranas, of exceptional cases or the ultimate potency of bhakti or something. Sometimes things are implicit that are not explicitly stated, and readers may gloss over that and not understand that. So it's always very helpful when we get the insight from acharyas as to what's actually really going on. But one thing that we did talk about, that we do know, that we have direct instruction from Srila Prabhupada and other acharyas, is Vrindavan. And ultimately, when we're talking about the power of the presence of closeness to deities, we're talking about dhams, in the Guru sense. What is the effect, or what is the power of the dham upon a person who leaves their body? So, for instance, in Vrindavan, the general statement is that anyone who leaves their body in Vrindavan goes back to Godhead. He goes back to Goloka Vrindavan. You don't go to Vaikuntha, you go back to Goloka Vrindavan. At the same time, we see that Prabhupada and Acharyas make statements about people who are offensive, who commit sinful activities in the Dham. In Vrindavan, they take birth as the hogs and the dogs and the monkeys and so on. So that means that you don't immediately go back to Godhead. They take that birth. They suffer a lot. They get the results of their past sinful activities in those bodies, and then they go back to Godhead. So there we can see that it's not an immediate thing, and that it's also it also varies according to a different type of people get a different type of result. And since Vrindavan Dham is the full manifestation of Dham, to which all these other places that different Shalagram deities and so on, Giriraj, would refer to, then a similar result would ensue there, although lesser. Obviously, someone who dies in the vicinity of Shalagram Shila is not going to be going back to Goloka Vrindavan, but is going to be going to a corresponding realm. And that we also have plenty of evidence to substantiate. So, Shastra is the ultimate authority, but the ultimate authority on Shastra are sadhus, specifically acharyas. And often, as I mentioned, it's not explicitly clear just exactly what it is that Shastra is saying. Same, for instance, about the glories of the holy name. So you get many statements about how just once chanting the holy name, one becomes free from more sinful reaction that one can commit, or that by Ajamil, just by chanting the holy name, he went back to Godhead. But Ajamil didn't immediately go back to Godhead. Ajamil got free from sinful reaction, and then he had to go and do sadhana, and then he went back to Godhead. Similarly, what's implicit in 95% of, if not more, of statements about the holy name is that those who offenselessly chant it, they get that result. And, of course, that's stated elsewhere, but if someone doesn't have that, doesn't contextualize one statement with the other, then one will think that, well, any old way that you chant the holy name is fine, and everyone gets the same result. But they don't get the same result. And there's plenty of guidance and direction from that by many acharyas, Visvanatha, Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and so on. So, we need to be careful, and especially not fall into the trap that, well, scripture says this, maybe some other great Vaishnava says something else, and because it seems to differ from what scripture says, therefore I need to qualify what the Vaishnava says, which is a major egoistic defect, because it means that I understand what scripture says better than what the Acharya says. So that we shouldn't make that mistake, but rather we should see that Acharyas are, and therefore in his Amnaya Sutra and other places, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the ultimate authorities are the Acharyas, because they're the ones who can actually fully explain what it is that scriptures are trying to say. Obviously, the authority is Shastra, But as mentioned here, one has to be quite intelligent to be able to guide one's life very systematically and attain perfection without reference to the teachings of the Acharyas. So Sarvashastra Guru Vakya Chitete Kariva Arkya. To understand Shastra, we need to get guidance from our Acharyas. And that way things become very, very clear, as just reading also Brihad Bhagavatam Rita again, and Sanatana Goswami is one of those Acharyas that really makes so crystal clear not only what Shastra says, but the many things that Shastra could say. Not just one thing, but many things. The different ways in which a statement can be understood and be relevant.